Keys. AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH two-sitter time is 7:51, third Thursday of each month, means State Senator Ryan Fazio of Greenwich. Good morning, Senator. Welcome. How are you today?
I'm great, Tony. How are you?
Doing okay. Well, just a couple of weeks ago, the session ended, and hard to believe we've had you on for a number of months now. It was your first full session, right?
Exactly. It was a mixed session. It was exciting. There was good, and there was bad, and there were things in between.
All right. Let's talk about some of those things and give you a rating on them of good, bad, or in between. Children's mental health reform.
Well, I think that was one of the positives, the highlights of the session. There was a couple of very good bipartisan bills that passed that will improve children's mental health. It'll do so in part by improving regulations to improve access to mental health care and telemedicine in particular. And I spoke on the floor in support of both those bills and co-sponsored SB2. There was also a piece of legislation in SB2 that Senator Heather Semmers and I introduced ourselves, which is to study and examine the possible remedies, policy remedies for cell phones in schools and social media in schools, the effect that they have on mental health, the effect that they have on academic outcomes. So we think that those bills that passed were very good. They were the product of good bipartisan compromise. And so we're interested to see the effect that they'll have.
Interesting, because there was just a story about Brantford High School and a number of other, I guess, high schools are starting to do this, taking the cell phones away. Is that what this legislation does, or is that what it's leading to?
Well, it's really trying to, first and foremost, study what the effects of these phones are on academic outcomes and mental health in schools, in part because there is no study that we know of in existence that actually understands the effect that this has. And in part, obviously, because schools are an area of cognizance of the government. So we conferred with some like leading psychologists, leading experts nationally on the topic of social media, phones, children's mental health, and so on. And they recommended that we implement this study because it'll make Connecticut a national leader in the topic and give people answers where they don't have them. So it's going to, you know, we're in the midst of talking to UConn and trying to design what exactly the intervention and the examination is going to do. And then that'll give us answers about what's happening and what we should do on a more broad basis.
Okay. Interesting, though, because there's, of course, the public safety aspect of it, right, is, you have a shooting situation where kids may need their cell phone, make an emergency call, right?
Yeah, you know, I was probably one of the last people growing up, me and my peers, to not have phones in schools. And, you know, while you can always think of what worst-case scenarios are, there's probably not a lot of conditions where they would improve safety. But that's something that the study will have to look at, and we have to look at the good and the bad and everything else.
All right. Your thoughts overall on the budget that was passed?
My thoughts, generally speaking, are negative. There's good and there's bad in it. There's some really good in it. But it was 680 pages and $26 billion given to legislators on Monday morning for most of those legislators to vote yes or no on Monday afternoon. And I think we can all agree that that's a very bad process. It's not deliberative. It's not thoughtful. I mean, almost no one who voted yes read that budget or read most of that budget. I mean, I think I read, you know, a couple hundred pages in the day or so that I had to. And obviously there's going to be good in it, but it increased spending for this fiscal year by 11% above the previous fiscal year. I don't know about you. I certainly have not increased my spending my budget by 11% from last year to this year. But that burden, that spending is going to be borne by middle-class families in our district, especially in higher taxes in the future. So I didn't think it was responsible. It wasn't a good legislative process. There's certainly good in that budget, but for the most part, it was not a responsible budget. So I voted no.
And then finally, you know, there's the old saying that when all is said and done, more is said than done. Is that the case about the 830G and the zoning? Anything happen up in Hartford with this? There's a lot of talk about it.
Yeah, well, this is a to-be-continued topic because I and some of our local representatives co-introduced a bill to reform 830G. That bill, unfortunately, was halted and killed early in the session. But there was also three bills that would take away more of our local control. Transit-oriented development, fair share, which I call 830G on steroids, and a kind of universal housing authority bill. And all three of those, two of them actually passed out of committee, which is a scary thought. But all three of them were not passed through the full legislature. So this is a battle for the next day. We need to reform 830G. We also need to stop further infringements on our local control. So in the next session, depending on what happens in this election, it'll determine whether the people who are currently in leadership are able to push these things through or whether there's more balance and an ability, hopefully, to forge compromise and reform 830G.
All right. State Senator Ryan Fazio, as always, thanks very much for your time. We'll talk again next month. Thank you.
Thanks, Tony. Have a good one.
Thank you. That is State Senator Ryan Fazio of Greenwich joins us on the third Thursday of each month, and next Thursday at this time.